I mentioned it with Congressman LaHood just a couple of minutes ago, and we've talked about it earlier in the program. One of the things on the ballot this year in November is this fair tax amendment. And what it would do is create a graduated income tax. Right now, Illinois pays a flat income tax. Everyone pays the same percentage of their income, no matter what their income. The Democrats, by and large, say that a graduated income tax would be fairer. It would cut the taxes for the lower and raise it on the richer and raise more money and actually cut taxes for most Illinoisans. I don't want to make the case for Quentin Folks. That's his job. He's going to tell us why it's a good idea, and then Austin Berg will join us to tell us why he thinks it's not. So let's start with the proponents. Quentin, welcome to the WGN Radio.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me on this morning.
First of all, congratulations in naming this the Fair Tax Amendment. It sounds like everyone gets a piece of cake if they vote yes.
Well, I don't know if everybody gets a piece of cake, but honestly, we're just trying to make the piece of cake even for everybody.
Tell me about it and why you think it's a good idea.
Well, Steve, right now our current tax system simply isn't working. It allows billionaires and millionaires to pay the same tax rate as middle class and working families, including our central workers. And what the fair tax will do is lift the burden off of middle and lower income class families and simply update Illinois' tax system to match that the federal government uses in the majority of other states in the United States. Right now in Illinois, the bottom 20% of Illinoisans pay around 13% of their income in taxes, where the top 1% pays around 7%. So, you know, less than half or a little under half of the income that lower and middle income class families pay. And that simply doesn't work for us. Look, Illinois is in a fiscal bind, and the revenue is going to have to come from somewhere. And we believe that it should come from people who have the ability and can afford to pay more.
Austin Berg from the Illinois Policy Institute sees things differently. He joins us as well. Austin, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good to talk with you, Steve.
Nice to talk. Austin and I are on some Mincing Rascals podcast together, so it's nice to talk on the air live together. You don't like this idea, right?
Well, I think you alluded to it in your comments about cake. The whole point is that the tax amendment that's on the ballot has nothing to do with fairness, and you're going to see that when you get a pamphlet in the mail that explains the question. It doesn't say fair in any part of the amendment or even the explanation of the amendment, because if they put it in there, it would get tossed off the ballot. The question is about power. It's about giving Springfield power to tax people in different and new ways and in higher ways. It's not about fairness whatsoever. So anything around that doesn't talk about the power to tax is simply political rhetoric. And anyone who has been following Illinois for the past 50 years knows that political rhetoric around taxes and political promises around taxes are made to be broken. And the fact is, if people fall for that, there is going to be an open season declared on the middle class and on retirees in Illinois when it comes to their income tax burden. And that's exactly what we've seen in other states. Mr. Folks mentioned other states.
Is it fair that someone who's making $1 million pays the same percentage as someone who's making $35,000?
Well, first of all, they don't. I mean, that's just a straight-up falsehood. Because of exemptions in Illinois, the bottom 20% of earners actually do pay a lower income tax rate. But that's not the point. And this isn't going to hurt the millionaires and billionaires. You'll notice that proponents love to talk about millionaires and billionaires. They can avoid this for the cost of a moving truck. Who can't avoid it are the middle class, who are going to see their income taxes go up, and retirees, who are going to see a retirement tax in Illinois for the first time. Every state with a progressive tax also taxes retirement income, and that is something proponents never talk about, except this summer when Illinois State Treasurer Mike Ferrix actually made it clear in an event. He kind of slipped up.
What did he say?
He said that the graduated income tax would make it easier to tax retirement income in Illinois.
All right, Quentin, take him on. What do you say?
So, first of all, I want to talk about this issue of what the legislature has the power to do and what it doesn't have the power to do. In fact, this, and I believe Austin knows this, this amendment does not give the legislature any more ability and power than it currently has. The legislature can raise taxes right now at any moment in time. The only difference is if the legislature went into session and raised taxes, that taxes would go up on everyone, regardless of what their income level is. What the fair tax allows is the legislature to have the ability to have higher income taxes on higher income earners and lower taxes on everyone. It does allow the legislature the ability to tax people without hurting the middle class. And I also want to call out the fair tax has nothing to do with retirement income. That is a bold-faced lie that proponents are peddling. The fair tax does not tax retirement income, nor does it tax pensions.
Austin, why would the fair tax amendment make it easier to tax retirement income?
Because as Treasurer Furick said, who I guess is a liar now, he said that it would make it easier because you can establish graduated rates for retirement income. And this is the entire point about power. Right now, it's very difficult to raise taxes on everybody because it's politically unpopular. And you saw that after the 2017 income tax hike, which was supposed to solve all of our fiscal problems. There was a record political exodus because voters were so incensed. And the point is, you can just take retirement income, you can tax it maybe just at 1%, just a penny tax at first. And of course, that ball gets rolling and the tax goes up and up and up. Of course, it's easier. Any claims that it is not easier, then why do we need an amendment if it's not made easier?
We know people are leaving Illinois, but do we know who? Because I thought I'd read that the biggest group of exodusters were middle income African Americans, that it wasn't wealthy people leaving the country.
Actually, the people most likely to leave, if you take it on a per capita basis, are people making over $150,000 a year, which makes sense because they're the most mobile and they need job opportunities. But again, who this is going to hurt is the middle class and low-income Illinoisans. We have 700,000 Illinoisans out of work right now, for instance, and this plan would hike taxes on 100,000 small businesses. That deprives those people of job opportunities, and it's going to lead to higher taxes down the road.
Quentin, I run a small business, and I don't want my business taxes to go up. Would they?
So, Steve, first of all, I won't get to your question, but I can't let that go with what you said. You proposed the question and the issue that the people leaving Illinois are lower middle income African Americans, and then often answered with the people most likely to leave. That's not who's leaving. The people who are leaving, he alluded to a tax hike and then said that wealthier people are leaving. The people who are leaving are minorities and lower income minorities who the fair tax would benefit. And then second, to your question about your small business, if your small business makes over $250,000, then you would be paying a little bit more in taxes depending on how much your small business makes.
My small business is an LLC, so that would be added on to my for others who do the same thing. That would be added on to their general income and could push them into higher brackets, correct?
But again, it's all totaled in terms of your income. And I also want to make a point about the bracket for the income level, since we're spending a lot of time talking about rates. Currently, with the rates that would go into effect should the fair tax be passed, it is 4.75 for $0 to $10,000. And then from $10,000 to $100,000 is 4.9. And then from $100,000 to $250,000, it is at 4.95. That 4.95 is currently where Illinois' flat tax is. From 250 to 350 is where we see the first bump, and it is at 7.75. But what I want to explain to voters is that even if you make $270,000, you are going to be taxed at the rates from 0 to 10 as everyone else. You're going to be taxed at the rate from 10 to 100 as everyone else, and in your 100 to 250,000 is going to be taxed at the current 4.95. However, the $20,000 that you make over 250 is going to be taxed at the 7.75. So it's not as if your whole income of 270,000 is going to be taxed at the 7.75. That's also another claim that our opponents like to peddle around and make it seem as if that's what the fair tax is going to do.
That's a good thing for people to keep in mind, because I frankly wasn't clear on that sometimes as well. You're only taxed at a higher rate on that extra income you make. That's Quentin Folks. Austin Berg on the phone line as well. Austin Berg is on the phone line, as is Quentin Folks, as we're talking about the fair tax amendment. Quentin is the chairman for Vote Yes for Fairness. Austin Berg is from the Illinois Policy Institute. We're going to squeeze in some phone calls as well, but Quentin had the last word in that last segment. How would you like to respond, Austin?
Well, we talked a lot about the rates, and people should trust those rates about as much as they trust the introductory rates on their Comcast bill. The point is, there are no safeguards for this. There's no safeguards for where the money will go. There's no safeguards for middle-income and lower-income taxpayers that their rates won't go up. And ultimately, that's another political promise, just like lottery money going to education was a political promise that was broken, just like temporary toll roads were a political promise that was broken, just like the 2011 and 2017 income tax hikes were promises that they would fix the state and were broken. And finally, he promised that there would be property tax relief. Remember, J.B. Pritzker convened a property tax task relief, property tax relief task force as part of getting this on the ballot. We're more than a year out from that, and they haven't passed a single thing to reduce property tax.
So
bills.
Your argument seems to be, and you forgot seatbelts. We were never going to get tickets for seatbelts either, by the way. But your argument seems to be not so much about the graduated tax, but that they're going to use this to raise taxes in the future. The legislature could raise taxes on all of us right now. So what's the difference?
The difference is the political consequences. It's much easier politically to go bit by bit. And that's exactly what we see in progressive tax states. In a majority of states with a progressive tax, the middle class pays the highest rate. Again, the middle class pays the highest rate. And in all of them, some form of retirement income is taxed. The point is that it opens the floodgates, and that's what I said initially. It will be open season on the middle class and retirees because it will be politically easier to hike their taxes. It's that simple.
Andy is on the phone line, too. He wants to, Quentin, let's hear from Andy, then we'll have your say. Andy, welcome to WGN Radio. What can we do for you?
Hi, good morning. One thing that has not been answered for me with all the research I'm doing is this based on total household income? If so, where is the incentive for me to work harder and try to earn more money in order to be able to send my kid to college, or should I just start packing my bags and move out of Illinois? Because I am sick and tired of me having to pay for Illinois' mistakes in trying to balance the budget. It's not my fault.
Sounds like that one's for one for you, Quentin.
So I guess it's kind of hard to answer that question because I don't know what the caller's income level is. But if the caller does not make more than $250,000, then she wouldn't be penalized. In fact, she would not see any change to her income taxes. So it's a little tough to answer the question without knowing the income level of the caller.
Austin?
Again, that's political rhetoric. Their taxes are going to go up because we're not solving any of the problems she mentioned, which is that Illinois spending growth is growing too fast. And that's why we haven't balanced a budget in over 20 years. And the household income question is very important. Because of the way these rates were designed, you actually see a marriage penalty for around 4 million Illinoisans where they pay higher just because they're married versus not. And that just speaks, I think, to the slapdash nature of this and how it's just completely a money grab. They weren't able to structure the rates even in a rational way compared to other graduated tax states.
Explain that for me, because is that different than the federal tax rate?
Right. So it's a distinction between single and joint filers. And again, we're talking about rates here. These are all theoretical rates, and it's not going to bring in nearly enough of what they think it will bring in. So they're going to be going back to the well, to the middle class, and to retirees very quickly after this. They can say they're not, but the point is there's no protection against that in this amendment.
All right. Steve is on the phone line as well with a question for you, too. Let's hear from Stimes. Go ahead, Quentin. I cut you off last time.
No, I would just like to know what the protection is with the current 4.95%. What stops the legislature from raising taxes on everyone?
They get fired because voters strike back, and that's exactly what happened in 2017.
The fair tax has nothing to do with tax and retirement income, and there's also nothing that stops the legislature from raising taxes now. The only difference between the fair tax and the current tax system the fair tax and the current tax system that Illinois has now is that under the fair tax, the legislature would be able to tax people at higher income level with higher rates.
Barb is on the phone line. Barb, welcome to the debate.
Thank you. I just wanted to start out by mentioning I do have a background in law and in being a professor and a nurse. I have sort of three careers going. So
you're not a farmer? You've never farmed?
I have not. Well, we do have a garden for the first time in our backyard.
Yeah.
Anyway, my feeling is this. For one thing, I feel like on both sides, whether you talk about the poor or the wealthy or the liberal or the conservative, at the far extremes of both sides, there are people who will abuse things or maybe even commit fraud. So the reason I bring that up is either side could bring examples, like the conservatives could bring up an example of somebody who's very poor, who has worked the system and abused welfare, blah, blah, blah. And the liberals could bring up, you know, both sides. But let's talk about people as people for the most part. The reason I'm so much in favor of the Fair Tax Act is because of the concept of the working poor And if you're like me, I don't only look at intellectual studies, but there's a book out. It's a little dated, by Barbara Oppenheimer. I strongly recommend it. It details how she went undercover years ago and tried to make it at minimum wage jobs, and basically you just can't. So when you have a tax system that we have now in Illinois, the tax cuts into basic needs of the working poor, whereas for the wealthy, it doesn't even make a dent. I mean, they have so much more left over. So a progressive tax, in this case called the Fair Tax Act, is so much more fair because it's not cutting into, the taxes are not cutting into the basic needs of the working poor.
Austin, I think Barb just threw a forehand toward you. What do you say?
We need to focus on the working poor, and that's exactly why people should vote no. And this proposal is not about any material relief.
If the taxes are going to go down for the working poor, wouldn't that help them?
There is no material relief here, and the reason that we know this is because this isn't about low income Illinoisans. It's because groups like Quentin's were completely silent last year when Springfield hiked the gas tax,
right.
They hiked vehicle sticker fees, they hiked parking taxes, they hiked online sales taxes. All of that hits the poor with hundreds of dollars in taxes a year. And that matters for the reason the caller said. That Barbara Ehrenreich book, I think she was talking about Nickel and Dimed, it talks about that stuff.
So your argument is that the tax savings they might have with the income tax, they're going to be chipped away at with other taxes.
Even under these introductory rates, which are subject to change, an Illinoisan making $12,500 gets a whopping $6 in income tax relief. Compare that to the hundreds of dollars in extra taxes they're paying now because of the gas tax and vehicle sticker hikes. And that savings isn't even guaranteed. The tax hikes are.
Quentin?
You know, I want to clear up a couple of things here, first of all, which is, one, you know, you asked a question earlier, Steve, about if millionaires and billionaires pay the same, and Austin answered saying that, you know, in fact, you know, wealthy people do pay less than millionaires and billionaires. It's simply not true. One, they all pay taxes at a 4.95 rate. And as the caller was just suggesting, 4.95 means a lot to somebody that makes $50,000 and very little to somebody that makes $1 million. And then second, I'd like to stop the notion that individuals who are wealthy somehow work harder than individuals who do not, or lower and middle income class individuals. Those lower and income class individuals are the ones who stepped up during the last couple of months to keep the economy going. And those also low income earning individuals were the ones who probably lost their jobs first. It's not the millionaire or the billionaire that's going to lose their job, or the person that makes $350. It's going to be the person that makes minimum wage. And lastly, every tax rate in the state of Illinois is subject to change, including the current flat tax that we have now.
We've got less than a minute to go, so each of you make a 30-second closing argument. Austin, we'll start with you.
We need to focus on real tax relief and real economic growth for lower-income and working Illinoisans. This plan provides neither. It would kill 56,000 jobs because it hikes taxes on so many small businesses. If we care about tax relief, we should be repealing things like the gas tax hike supported by Governor Pritzker, like the vehicle sticker hike. That's something we can both agree on.
Quentin?
But it speaks to the point that this isn't about fairness. It is about power. If it was about fairness, you could take action today to get real relief to those people.
Quentin, what did you say?
The fair tax, right, or the current system right now allows millionaires and billionaires to pay the same tax rate as middle and working income class families. The fair tax will lift that burden off of lower and middle income class families. The fair tax does not tax retirement incomes nor pensions. It also does not give the legislature any more power than they have right now. The only difference is that they would be able to impose higher rates on higher income earners and lower rates on lower income earners. And the state of Illinois needs revenue to continue, and that revenue is going to have to come from somewhere. And November 3rd, voters will be able to decide if it's going to be able to come from millionaires and billionaires or from themselves.
Quentin Folks is from the chairman, he is of the Vote Yes for Fairness Corporation, or group, I should say. And Austin Berg is from the Illinois Policy Institute. Listen, guys, I appreciate the debate. Nice talking to both of you. And it's not over. We'll see what happens in November.
Thanks, Steve.
You bet. Thank you, Steve.